Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Hey guys, Yvette here. Season 13 of So You Think You Can Dance. We're talking about episodes 6 and 7, and we're actually going to talk about the upsetting girl who went home. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Yes. This is for you, Daniela, because I don't think you should have gone home. All right, guys, I know we've been gone for 2 weeks, but we are back. Yvette here. And to my left, I have the beautiful Sherry. And now we have our brand new girl, Candace.
Candy.
All right, so introduce yourself, guys.
Hey, I'm Sherry. What's up? You guys know me. And you know where to find me, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, at Sherry Nadell. Thanks for tuning in, guys.
And I am Candace Rice, a.k.a. Pimp Fried Rice. You can find me on Facebook, Candace Renee Rice, and then I'm most active on Instagram, _ Pimp Fried Rice. Yeah.
All right, guys. So we're just going to lightly touch on last week's episode, not this week's first. But so out of all the performances, it was everyone's first performance. This was the one where we were going to start voting to see who, you know, goes home. I thought the one who stood out to me the most was Robert and JT. When I saw those two perform, I definitely understood why Robert chose JT. I remember in the beginning of the season, I don't know if you saw, but we were saying how we kind of didn't understand it. We did, but we were just like, we don't know if it's going to work. So I definitely now see why he picked him, why he chose him, why JT is...
He just came out of his shell. He came out of his shell, and I feel like even Nigel felt the same way we did. Mm-hmm. We were both shocked. We were like, where did all that energy come from? And his technique was really amazing. I was really blown away by him. I really was like, wow, you might be one of my top favorites.
And see, what's interesting is that I just tuned in the last episode. Uh-huh. So I didn't get to see the beginning, unfortunately. But JT is a ball of fire. Like, he's one of my favorites.
He is. And you know what's funny is that I mentioned it while we were watching the episode is I think it's funny how he excels and blends in when he dances with Robert.
Yep.
Whereas when he dances with someone that's his age or a little younger, it kind of like, you can kind of see where he's off a little bit. But when he dances with Robert, I don't know what you're doing, but whatever the comfortability that he has with
it's
him
a legitimate
or the connection, like that is a legit connection because they are both, I think out of all the partners, you know, out of all the mentors and their kids, I think it is JT and Robert that have a beautiful connection. Catherine and Tate.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jenna and Jake.
Yeah, they have such a good connection.
And I'm blown away by JT. I mean, I know we loved him, his little bow tie, but like,
can you imagine when he grows up? He is just gonna like be ruling the ballroom.
Like Mandy Moore said that she's like, he is more than just a bow tie. So I know for me that was my favorite performance of last week. What was your favorite performance?
Well, I was blown away by Jordan. You know, I mean, I still love my Tate and my Tahani, but Jordan, I don't know. Maybe it's part of her story, you know, that I just love.
You know what,
though? But she just always blows me away.
As beautiful as her story is, every time she performs, I don't even think about her story.
Yeah.
Because she's just
flawless.
She's a beautiful dancer, a flawless dancer, and just the way she performs is amazing, which I think is actually a beautiful thing because, you know, a lot of people do get attached to the story, and then they don't even bother looking at the person's ability or if they can or can't.
Right.
You know, they're just like, oh, well, you know, I feel bad for them because they have a soft spot. What I like, and I'm realizing with these kids, is that I'm kind of forgetting their story. Mm-hmm. And, like, this mm-hmm. one, you're actually watching them grow. As much as you watch them grow on all other seasons. You know,
they show their story up until, basically, the last episode. Mm-hmm. And now they've dropped it, which is good. Because I find on other shows, and even on So You Think You Can Dance, they kind of, like, put it in there every single episode somehow. Right. But there's so much dancing to be done, and there's just so much content. Like, they can't.
But I will say, with Jordan, there's so much power.
Yes.
In every single move. And that's what I liked about last week and this week. Mm-hmm. You can see, even when she's with somebody else, mm-hmm. when she lands a move, it's like, you're a child?
Yes.
And it's, forget the story, forget everything else. She's just, it's like she's a regular looking girl and she's normal, but it's just like when she gets on stage, it's like, it's almost kind of this monster that's unleashed, you know, every time that she dances.
She's like straight up Beyonce when Beyonce was Sasha Fierce. Like, there's two completely different people.
Exactly.
But I think a lot of the kids are able to pull that out of themselves, which mm-hmm. I think is really cool, because in the beginning I was like, I don't know if these kids are going to be able to do it. Mm-hmm. Like, that's such a mature thing, you know, tapping into emotions. But a lot of these kids are tapping into emotions.
I feel
that
like
adults
I love them
don't.
All. I feel like I have a connection with all of them somehow. There's something, like, I have a soft spot for all of them. Yeah. And I don't know how these mentors and judges are doing it, because they're going to have to say bye to one every week now.
Yeah, but, you know, I kind of like how they're saying it. You know, how he's like, out of the 5,000 kids, the person in 10th place is so and so.
Yeah, it makes you feel a little bit better.
Makes you feel a little bit better.
He lets them down nicely.
And Candace, what was your favorite performance of last week?
I would have to say maybe my favorite was the Jason Derulo, Millie Rock. Y'all remember when he got up and Millie Rock?
Oh, yeah.
No, but I can honestly say that one of my favorites, I would say, was Jake. I loved him.
Yeah.
Little 12-year-old Jake.
You know what? Yeah.
The salsa. The salsa, I love the spunk that's in his character and in his demeanor and in his expressions when he danced. That's something I can say that I don't think that Jordan has. I thought Jordan was my favorite, but I would like to see her bring more of it out of her face.
And you know what I've noticed? A lot of the boys, like I said, you know how I said it's harder, you know, girls can get into it emotionally. Mm-hmm. It's sometimes harder for a younger boy because They don't want to be bullied. They don't want to be made fun of. So it's kind of hard for them to touch into their emotions. But I see that the boys, not all of them, but most of them, are finding it very easy. And they're able to project it. They're able to personify sad, happy, stressed, broken, hurt. Where the girls, you know, they're struggling just a little bit. But let me tell you, Jake. Like I said, Jake
does it the best.
And he knows how to be masculine mm-hmm. without being too masculine for his age. Like, he knows how...
he knows how to move.
He knows how to flirt. He knows how to move. That little kid, I fear for the parents because he is going to be a spitfire. Like,
oh my gosh.
Just dancing with Jenna. He was throwing her around like an adult.
Yep.
Jake, when you're 16, you and I are going to go salsa dancing. All right? Give me a call. Because if you could throw, like, he did that death drop with her, and I was like, I mean, I know she helped herself a little bit, but he's still assisted
her. He held his own.
I was just like, what am I watching? So I think Jake is one.
He might be a force to be reckoned with, you know?
These kids, they're killing me.
Yeah,
they're killing me.
They're so good.
Another one that I absolutely loved is Tate.
Yeah.
I loved her performance.
She's a freak of nature. She's just amazing.
I've done ballet. Very difficult. Mm-hmm. In my opinion, out of all the styles that I've seen.
Yes.
And so I have so much more respect for her. How old is she? What, 13?
I think she's 12.
12 or 13.
12. To get up there and to perform the way she does, I mean,
you know, she's the most. She's the most technically trained. She's the most technically trained.
Exactly.
But you know, she doesn't come. She doesn't bring that to the table like in a snobby way. Like, oh, I'm the best. I go to this prestigious dance school. Like, you would not know.
No, you wouldn't know. Actually, the way she dances is very effortless and it's very natural. Her, you know, like, she follows through all her lines. She extends everything so it looks just like a fluid motion. And I think that she just has that very... She's a very lucky girl.
Yeah.
And you can tell that she She was born to dance. That's it. That there is no ifs, ands, or buts about it. That girl was born to dance.
Yeah. Right.
Do nothing. I mean, she could do, obviously, she could do anything she puts her mind to. But what I'm saying is, that is a true yeah. talent that she was born with. So, that was last week. Now we're going to go to this week.
Please.
Opening number, hello, Bollywood. Wow.
So cool.
First off, Bollywood, I've always wanted to do Bollywood. I still haven't done Bollywood. But I think it was a bit ballsy for them to have the kids do Bollywood, because if you use the wrong hands and mm-hmm. you're not as intricate, it could be disrespectful. And those kids killed it.
They did. Killed it. I wish, I love Bollywood.
Me too.
I think it's so awesome. And I think that maybe they're just trying to like challenge their dancers a little bit. You know, they wanted to have a different opening number. I mean, they all killed it. They all like nailed
it. Every last
it.
One of them.
Yeah. I think one of them was off, but you couldn't even tell. Like, it was just something very quick that you saw. But kudos to the choreographer. Kudos to those kids that performed. I just think it was a beautiful opening number. And then straight after that, we saw Ruby and Jordan do that African jazz.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
What did they say? They said that had so much energy, right? Stamina. Yeah.
Stamina. Yeah. But here's what I liked about it. In it, I couldn't tell that Ruby was a ballroom dancer. But like I said, what I thought was surprising was that Ruby excelled in the acrobatical parts and Jordan excelled in the jazz part.
Yeah.
And I thought it was going to be opposite. I thought it was going to come a little bit, you know, swap the other way. But if I had to choose, I think Jordan killed that one.
Yeah, I agree.
I do think so.
I think Ruby looked a little uncomfortable, don't you think?
She did. I think she did.
She did.
Because you can, I wrote in my notes, I kind of felt like Ruby disappointed me a little bit. Because she has so much character and so much energy and so much life when she performs this. I wanted to see that merge with the strength of Jordan.
Right.
And I kind of felt like Ruby didn't bring all of that.
Yeah.
Fully.
That's why I'm saying, like, I felt like she only brought it, like, in the acrobatic part. Mm-hmm. Like, when you get down into the African jazz, like, when you break it down into the, like, the breakdown, I thought they were both going to be like, oh, my gosh. And I was like, oh, my gosh, Jordan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, Ruby looked a little uncomfortable. I mean, I think she was having fun.
Exactly.
She wasn't sure.
But it could have also been, you know, it was the first performance of the night.
Right.
She's performing with...
They got this big hair.
You know, the big hair on their chest.
Yeah.
I don't know what was like, going on, but...
Lots to dance with.
You know what?
Yeah.
Regardless, they did well. I just think
Jordan... Yeah, all over they killed it.
I think
really.
Jordan excelled.
Yeah.
That was her shining moment.
Mm-hmm.
And then... So then when they performed again, they performed contemporary.
Yes.
Right?
I like that dance for them better than their first one.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think that dance, they both shined and one didn't outdo the other.
I agree.
Exactly.
Yep.
I think they were both in equal parts.
How about that choreography in the second one?
Phenomenal.
That was wild. Dancing on your clothes.
Most creative.
What?
I think it was one of the most creative of
them. And you know what?
Yeah.
When Jordan, she did like a scissor kick at the end of the dresser.
Yeah.
It reminded me, and oh gosh, I don't want to get this wrong, but I want to say I think it was season 2 where Travis did something like that with a table.
Okay.
And it was just, it was known. And the fact that she did it, but to see Ruby's lines, I was I was in shock.
Even when she did, I think she did a pirouette on like a shirt or something. And
yeah.
she was scared that she wasn't going to get it, but she got it.
Girl, I would have been on the floor.
Ruby. Yeah,
I would have done a pirouette and they would have seen me that like
I don't
the
dance
floor.
On clothes.
Yeah.
No,
there's a reason.
Yeah.
So after the first performance of Jordan and Ruby was Tate and Caitlin. You know how they do like these now? They just perform with their mentors?
Yes.
Tate is Caitlin's, or Catherine, I'm sorry, Catherine's mini-me.
Yes.
And that's it. They literally, it looks like her daughter, and she gave birth to her, and she's like, this is my...
And she's like a mini-clone.
This is my protege. Like,
they're so regal and angelic and just, it's, I love ballet.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely love it. And so to watch such a young girl And then her mentor, and watch them come together. It's just, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
And it's almost emotional. I got emotional in last week's performance from Kate.
Oh, so did I. Yeah. Of course. And I think what's really awesome about it is that Tate is contemporary, and she mm-hmm. takes to ballet mm-hmm. so easily and so well, which is usually not that easy because ballet's turned out contemporary's parallel.
Yeah.
So, you know, for her to be able to switch from turnout to parallel, I mean, it's pure talent. She really is a chameleon. Yeah, and then, you know, when we saw Tate do hip hop with Kidda.
I enjoyed that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Hello.
Nailed it.
She did. No, she nailed it, but Kidda. Yeah. Killed it. And normally when you're watching a male and a female dance, mm-hmm. your mm-hmm. eyes always gravitate towards the woman. It's just, that's how the choreography is. You know, you always look to her. But let me tell you, I was watching Tate, and then I was like, what's up, Kidda? I was like, all right. I was like, okay.
Well, that's his jam, you know?
It is his jam. But then when they did jazz, which I thought they did really well, which I would have classified it more as a jazz funk.
I thought it was a really cool, innovative dance.
It really was, but Kidda held his own next to Tate.
You know what? That kid.
In that yellow, looking like a highlighter.
What was it? They said it was too, it was too loud.
Yeah, he's really loud.
But, I hate to say this, but I was very surprised with Kidda. I was very worried because a lot of hip-hop dancers, whether they're young or they're old, sometimes they don't excel at the technical dances.
100%.
And, you know, it's just, he got technical and then he got loose. And
you know what?
Really
like that. I think
Kidda
wants this bad.
Yeah. He's doing it for his daddy.
I mean, they don't show the behind the scenes of, like, who's working overtime, but I would swear to you that he is.
Yeah, and you know what? And I tend to see that because, you know, just how I've said this before, Joshua, I'm sad he had to withdraw, and they haven't said why, but I always said I never remembered what style of dance he was mm-hmm. because he was such a chameleon.
Right.
And I think if Kidda keeps going and keeps the mindset, like Twitch told him, you know, keep everything, you know, just, you know, as much as you practice your isolations and your waves, practice your arms and how they look in your turns. I think Kidda's really, really, really gonna excel. And he's gonna...
I cannot wait to see more of Kidda. Like, throughout the season. Like, I'm kind of curious as to what his weakness may be. Like, what exactly it would be. Like, I don't know if I can see it just yet. So this
I don't
like,
see I him do see, the giant.
I want to literally see him do everything.
And I think
and see how he executes.
Because I think he's really, really going to just go so far that we're mm-hmm. going to be able to and enjoy him in every kind of dance. Yeah. I honestly can't wait to see him in ballroom, and I can't wait to see him in contemporary.
So yes. I was like, I can't wait to see him in ballroom.
I want to see him do some salsa.
Yeah.
I want to see him do that. Or I kind of want to see him do a rumba. Get the hips and the you know, the figure eight. I think he would be really amazing at it. And then when he performed with Fiction, he looked like Fiction's mini.
I know. It's so funny.
It's just, you know, and I love how these, I love how the mentors are rubbing off on the kids, but they're not like trying to mold them into mini me's. They're just like taking the positives and they're making it their own. So I think that's something like really beautiful to watch.
Yeah, yeah.
Doing a good job. It's like, mentors.
You know. I wish I had kids to dance with. I know, used right? to. But let's talk about JT, our little firecracker.
Our little fireball.
He was set up with Emma.
Yes.
And their first dance was Napoleon and Tabitha hip hop.
I love it.
I thought that was the cutest thing ever. And you could see how not in a bad way, but how exaggerated his steps were so they could be larger than life and he could hold his own next to Emma. Now, they thought that it was, or Nigel said that it was a little uncomfortable to watch JT, and that Emma killed it.
Mm-hmm. She did.
What do you guys think?
Emma popped. Boy. Oh my God.
Yes, she did.
Emma knows how to dance.
So what did you think about Nigel saying like it was just a little uncomfortable to watch and he had too much flapping in the arms?
I don't agree with him 100%. You know, because you have to be open to the fact that just because he's a tiny little guy and his style is ballroom, you can't expect him. I think JT's, you should give him more credit. Oh, contemporary. Well, yeah. I think you should give him more credit.
And I think so, too.
Right?
And I think what he meant by the flapping is I think that JT was really trying to make his moves bigger. That, you know, he could only do so much. Yeah. But at the end of the day, I mean, the performance looked amazing.
Yeah.
Obviously, anyone watching it for the entertainment value and watching a child that can dance would have loved it. Now, obviously, other people are watching it, so, you know... judge.
But didn't they do like the backflip together and all that stuff?
That was so in sync when they did that flip and they landed at the same time.
I don't know what Nida's talking about.
Well, you know.
I think he needs to adjust his context.
You know?
Oh my gosh. And then, so after that, they did Broadway.
Yes. That was amazing.
Was an adorable routine.
I think that was better for them too.
I love the creativity of the stage setup.
Yes.
And the ambiance of the performance. Mm-hmm. But I thought that the actual choreography could have been better. Oh. And that has nothing to do with, you know, JT.
That has nothing to do with them. Yeah. And right. You know what? I agree.
Because I was just like, you know, I was getting a little bored of it. So I loved it. And I felt like, with the idea and the creativity, they could have done so much more with that to hype that up and make it more entertaining.
Right.
So, you know.
I think, you know, I agree. I think the stage setup was beautiful. I think their costumes were beautiful. The way they executed it was good. But I felt like the moves weren't big enough.
Exactly.
Because they were so little. So they got lost in, like, the props and everything else that was around. But I noticed that they had quite a few performances this time with the props. Like, I loved Kidda's and Tate's hip-hop, but I think all that grass the turnips here and there and the tractor, like, there was just so much.
It's a lot.
Going on stage that I think maybe for next week they should kind of just, like, take down the props a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That's
just
why I like Ruby's, the contemporary one they did.
They just had the dresser.
The dresser and some clothes.
That's it. And I think, like, that was, you know.
Yeah, and that just looks, that looks more professional to me.
Right.
And the purpose of the show, I think, is to make these kids 10 times better than what they already are.
Exactly.
And so, I don't know, like, I think that the, like, all the extra stuff, it's cute, and it makes the show animated, I guess, for the type of viewers.
Mm-hmm.
But in the long run, I'm just like, you know, it's just kind of, it's too much.
To usually they wait till like the end performances to bring all that.
I know. Normally it's a challenge, you know?
Right. Like, it's like, well, even like last week, they brought out the stairs with Gabby and Emma. And I was like, I remember Gabby like killing it on the stairs, which is probably one of the hardest things to do in tap.
Yep.
I was like, but at the end of the season. And they're bringing this in now, so I don't know. Like, these kids, these poor kids, they're not getting a break. Like,
what are they going to bring at the end of the season?
I know, right?
They're going to have, like, a whole dance crew.
I don't know. But from there, it was Tahani and Jake.
What happened? Love it.
First off, Tahani.
Hi. Tahani.
We knew we loved you, but the technicality, where did it?
That girl's been holding back. She's like, here I am now.
She's
amazing.
Literally the epicenter of that performance. Yeah. I couldn't keep my eyes off of her. And the fact that her thing is hip hop, and it's so hard to go from hip hop to anything else, because the origin of hip hop is feeling.
Yeah. Right.
It's not necessarily about the years and years of training and the history and everything. It's literally about a feeling and a culture that goes with it. So for her to go from that and then add in this technical training wherever it comes from. I'm like, girl, you just a talented dancer, period.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's what's, because even it's hands down, Tahani killed that performance. Yeah, like between the two, she killed it. But my God, Jake. Yeah, I didn't even remember that he was a ballroom dancer when I was watching. I was like, wait, did he start? Did he come as contemporary? Or he was just as good.
These kids are so good.
To watch, and you know, obviously the theme was bullying, so it was a little. It was an emotional. I was tearing up.
Yeah,
I was like, I was like, all right, I was like, let's not, you know, mess up my makeup here, but. What was so beautiful is that they were the furthest from their styles,
right.
And they embodied it.
Yeah, and you would never know.
They embodied it like an adult.
Yep. Yeah.
And they did amazing.
And they cried after. Right?
Drop the pain.
it's, you know what, it's really nice to see these kids get so emotional because you don't think that they have it in them, but they really do, and they have it, and... Either they're emotional because they want it that bad, or they're emotional just because they're excited to be on stage.
He said he got bullied. He gets bullied.
Yes, he does. Yeah. And you know, and like I said, you know, and more in his style of dance, the ballroom, it calls for something flashy and the open shirts and, you know, a lot of hip movement. So I'm sure he gets bullied pretty bad. So I'm sure that hit very close to him, and that's where he pulled it from, and I think that's where he excelled. And same with Tahani.
Right.
Tahani.
Well.
Freaking nature.
Jake, you on TV, so they can't bully you no more.
Exactly.
On TV.
So you say, hate us because they ain't us. And then from there, we finally got to see Jake perform again in his element. When he did that drive, I was like, I am so excited.
That was one of my favorite dances.
I am so excited because I keep saying this, and I feel horrible saying this because I am a 27-year-old woman. And he is a, 12-year-old?
Boy.
He knows how to flirt. Like, just watching him dance, like, he looked, and, like, when he did that little thing, I was like, oh my gosh.
And Jake was that baby, you know those babies, those little boy babies that smile at you, that love women? Yeah. My little brother used to be, you know, they like boobies.
Yes.
And they lay on you and they smile.
He was one of those little boys, or he ran up to the girl and, like, squeezed her butt out of nowhere, and he was like,
but gets out and gets away with it.
Exactly.
Everybody knows those little kids.
Yeah. We all know that one. Jake, we know you were that one, even if you try and say that you weren't. But I think it was a great jive. I think, you know, they both, when they did their flicks, they were beautiful. Tahani could have snapped back a little quicker, but that's just something that comes with practice and all that. That is a very hard... you know, trait to learn. Even people,
I think that's what one of the judges said. They said you missed a couple technical steps, but we don't care. We were just watching your energy and your life, and like so life.
The whole performance was just,
and I loved.
It was so fun.
Cocaine.
F for fun, guys.
The performance was cocaine. It was like so much.
It was just, and you know what I really liked about it was, and I said it earlier, Jake knew how to be masculine for his age enough to support her as a partner.
Exactly.
Because he did not get lost as, I'm a little boy doing this, or I'm, you know, too mature for... No, it was perfect. He knew when to wink, when to smile, when to laugh. Right. When to, and so did she. And what I like is that a lot of the kids know exactly when to use it. I think the ones who are the weakest on that, believe it or not, I think it would be Emma.
Really?
As great as a performer as she is, I was watching her facials, and she tends to use the same exact ones.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she recycles them. So I think as time goes on, she's going to learn that she can use different ones, different emotions. But I think Jake and Tahani, I want to see them paired up again. Yeah. I really do.
You know what? Well, that's what I wonder. Are they going to stay with the same partner the whole season?
I don't think
so. Yeah, I doubt it. That would be boring.
No.
But I really want to see Tahani and Kidda.
Mm. Oh, no. That would...
I do.
That would be way too much for TV. The TV would explode. The TV would implode.
I think they're going to do that before the season's over with. Like, I want
to see... Oh, well, yeah, they have to.
It's just going to be... It's literally just going to be a battle of just so much energy and technicality. I'm just like... I want to see it. I feel like they'd be like they little better mini Jabberwockies or something. I don't know.
I don't even know. I don't even know what I would call that. I think that would be a class all in its own. Like, those two are just, they have so much energy and they're so charismatic and they're so just, I think with the technicality that Tahani can pull that she has that no one knew about, you know, and then what Kida can learn and put, that would be crazy.
Tahani a star. She a star. She's just a star.
She's like, she's not even a star.
Yeah. She's a star.
She's a star. So from there, Daniela.
Oh, no.
And Shaden. Daniela, of course, that cha-cha. That was all
beautiful.
Her.
She's so pretty.
When she had those swivels, like the swivels where she held them and she just swiveled in front of them. Just watching her body, she is such a beautiful
dancer. Her lines, her legs, everything.
Her extension and just the way she moves, I think, is the best of anybody there. Like, she, like, when she opens her legs gracefully, it's almost, it literally looks like it takes over the whole stage.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. She literally dances and becomes bigger. She becomes larger than life.
You can't take your eyes off her.
You can't. And even when you paired her up next to her mentor, which is Jonathan, I was like,
yeah.
What is going on? Like, she does not look like an 11-year-old.
Oh, yeah. She a little sexy for
her little outfit. And then, you know, and it's funny that her and Shaden ended up in the bottom two, because I think she outshone him in both performances.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
In both performances. Not saying that Shaden couldn't hold his own or he wasn't going to excel. Because when they did the jazz, the Bob Fosse that was, you know, incorporated into it, even us, we were watching. It was like, it was a little like, is she too sexy? Is she not? Like, but she was killing it. And I'm sorry. I am so sorry. Coming from a dancer's perspective and watching it, I couldn't stop watching her.
Yeah.
I only watched Shaden when they panned the camera to him.
I don't know. Look, I don't know if anybody's going to be mad at me, but I don't really like Shaden like that. Shaden ain't for me. I don't feel Shaden. I don't really understand his style of dance. They say it's hip hop. When I saw him perform solo last week, I don't know. Like, I've studied hip-hop. I have a lot of friends that do hip-hop. I'm from the South. It's not really hip-hop, really.
It's like pop and lock.
It's a lot of popping and locking, and it's a lot of just, I don't know. I'm very confused as to what his style is, and on top of that, I just feel like he needs to clean up a little too much to be in the top 10. That's just my opinion.
You know what? And I totally agree with that.
Yeah.
I totally agree with that. And Shaden, if you're listening, we are not
coming down.
We're not coming down on you. We are not taking away any of your talent. But to say that to keep him.
Are we
over
Daniela?
Over Daniela? Right. Yes, we're going there right now because I could not contain myself anymore. Nigel, Paula, Maddie, Twitch.
Okay, I just
I don't know
something.
What you guys were looking at.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Maybe they thought Daniela was too sexy.
No.
Okay, I just want to know something. Tell me something, guys. Or okay. Nigel, you can call in and correct me, but if it's America's vote, it should be America's vote to the end. Why are you taking the last two and then deciding against yourselves with the judges? I know maybe that was part of last year's show or how you do it. I don't know. Yeah. But I don't like that. I feel like if you're going to give it America's vote, then that should be the vote to the end.
Because because at the end of the day, they are the expert panel of judges. So technically,
yeah. Otherwise, what's the point of getting America's vote if you're going to choose anyway?
Well,
so on that note, we think you chose wrong.
My little Juanita did not make it. I pegged her. I pegged her to go so far. And when she did that routine, and I even said when she walked out, she reminded me kind of like of Twiggy, like the 1960s, with the hair. And she did the... I'm sorry. Like I said, I did not look at Shaden once, unless the camera panned on him.
I agree. I feel like
he has so much more room to grow.
I think that's why they did it. I think that's why they kept him, because he's more of the underdog. You know, she has all this experience, and she's got a mom that's like, you know.
But at the end of the day, you're picking America's best dancer, America's
I'm trying to understand why they did it.
Not America's potential, basically.
I'm trying to understand why they did it.
I don't know. But I personally, I'm very upset. I think Daniela is she's such a beauty. She's so cute.
Mm-hmm. She was beautiful to watch.
I don't know, just the flexibility of her body and the way she moves. I wanted to see her do other things. Like, I really wanted to see her hip-hop.
We want to see more Daniela.
Hashtag
bring Daniela back.
Exactly. Yeah, whereas with Shaden, I can't say that I want to see him do more, because I need for him to get down what he does first. Mm-hmm. So I need for him to clean that up before I'm like, let me see him do these other things, which is why I felt like Shaden should have went home. I'm sorry.
I want to know.
I have a feeling that the vote was Shaden was going home. You can't tell me that in last week, Daniela's performance got lost. Because I could have told you everyone else's performance, the one that got lost to me the most was Shaden.
Yeah.
He's the one that, I'm so sorry, but he's the one that I forgot. He's the one I didn't remember. He's the one that, even in there, I was like, what's that kid's name again?
Right. And then the boogeyman concept was so cool and original and unique. So the fact that I couldn't even remember that. Matter of fact, when I was watching it, like, I had kind of switched over to Facebook. I was like, this is not, it's not entertaining me. Like, I'm not living through this. And it was he had a great costume, great makeup. Every other element of it was great, except.
You know why? Because it's hard to connect with Shaden. I feel like he's a little bit introverted. He's scared. He doesn't really come out with his personality. And I think that's where he lost us and maybe America.
You know what? I agree. And I feel so horrible talking so passionately about him, going home. Like, he should have got home. But Shaden, if you do hear this, know that we are not telling you to stop. What we are telling you now is you need to dig deep, because there are people who are going to agree with us and there are people who are going to strongly disagree with us.
Yeah.
So dig deep, look at your performances, and talk to your mentor and say, what is it that I need to do?
And bring it.
That's going to make me stand out and make us. Make this panel.
Eat our words.
Yeah. Exactly. Eat our words and regret what we are saying today.
And why you deserve that spot.
And why you deserve it. Why you deserve it over Daniela. Because as of right now, I am extremely upset. I am so upset.
You should be. No, she's phenomenal.
She was a beauty.
Her look on her face was like shock.
That broke my heart.
Made my heart drop.
And I was like, no, I'm going to be tough. I was like,
she was shocked, like, I'm going home.
She did, though. She was.
You know what? I'm sorry. She pulled a Ruby.
Yes, she did.
She looked at them like,
no. Why? Is this a joke?
Yeah, exactly.
You're kidding. Can we get a recount, please?
I don't believe this.
I don't agree with it one
bit. I bet her mother's like, no, this is a joke.
Her mom is like any Cuban mother like my own, she would be like, no, no, no. Recount.
Oh my God.
I want to see that vote. Can we get Daniela and her mom on the show? I am going to tweet out to you guys. We need you guys on this show, because I want to hear what you have to say.
I want to know how you feel.
I want to know how you feel. But it's, oh my gosh. Guys, I have a headache.
Let's have a moment of silence.
We need a moment.
I just
need a moment.
The wrongdoings that have happened to Daniela.
I feel like this is going to keep happening every week, though.
If Shaden says 2 more weeks,
wait.
I'm writing a letter.
No.
I'm going to so you Come think on. You can dance.
He might bring it next week.
We're taking this to the media. We're taking this to the media.
But Shaden better come. He better get on stage and dance like Jesus next week. Because I'm not I'm not soul shaded. Sell me. Not sell me. But
yeah, sell her wrong. You know, how they say sell me this pen?
Yeah.
Jaden or Shaden, I'm sorry.
You see, there you go. That's what happens when you're not selling it. You become a Jaden, not a Shaden.
Oh no. Oh Jesus.
We love you, Shaden.
No, you know, I just like I said, I've been upset. I've been told that I was not a good dancer. I've been told this and that. And this is when you really need to take it, and you just need to think to yourself,
what can I do to get better?
If it's more than one person thinking like that, what can I do to get better? Mm-hmm. And that's all he's going to have to do, because I'm pretty sure that we're not the only ones that have this thought or are going to be saying this.
Hopefully, usually what happens in these competitions is when you get in the bottom two, something comes out of you because you're like, you know what?
Exactly.
I could have went home. So what do I need to bring? I'm hoping that, Shaden, that you being in the bottom two and seeing such a beautiful and a graceful and a great dancer such as Daniela go home, this make you be like, you know what?
I'm lucky.
I need to be here and I need to bring it. Whatever it is you're lacking on stage, search for it, put it in your pocket, and take it on stage with you.
And I'm telling you, it's the connection with me. And in the audience, because I don't feel it when he's talking.
But with that being said, I think the judges are holding back because I don't think they're giving out enough constructive criticism to these kids. And what these kids need right now at this age is constructive criticism.
Yeah.
Now is when you need to let them hear, no, your personality is great, but your personality on stage can only take you so far.
Right.
Because at the end of the day, if this was America's Best Performer, then there was a lot of kids who could be on there, not technical-wise.
Right.
But this is America's Best Child Dancer, okay?
Right.
You need to start telling them now, and you need to tell them what they are not doing right. Because I think I only heard maybe two constructive criticism throughout that whole show.
JT.
Too much flapping with JT and actually, I don't even remember another one.
It was the one with Kidda.
I was going to say it was with Kidda, right?
He was like extending his arms, and then Nigel kind of went down his throat when he told him that. And I'm just like, no, I feel like, you know, if you give the criticism, they need it.
Yeah.
They need it.
So, going into next week's episode, all I'm going to say is, Shaden, prove us wrong.
Bring it.
And I want to hear more constructive criticism.
Well, here's the thing. There's a vote tonight, guys, right? So who do we predict
is going home
next week based on tonight's performance?
Do we really need to go into a prediction?
Yes. Shaden. Well, okay. We all think Shaden.
Okay, so then let's just say who we think is going to be in the bottom two.
Okay.
So Shaden, I think Shaden.
Emma.
Oh, no. I love Emma.
I know, but Emma kind of gets lost a little bit. You kind of forget about her a little bit.
Okay.
In the mix of all the other bigger personalities and bigger energy. So, this is not me attacking her dancing at all.
Mm-hmm.
But I just think that there's something else she needs to bring to it.
Yeah, I think she's going to go ahead and, if she doesn't step it up, we're going to see her in the bottom.
Yeah.
That's for sure. I think I do agree with that, but you guys, I
think it might be Ruby.
Okay.
And we will talk about that later, just because Ruby, mamita.
I don't think she's going home. I don't think you're going home,
but they might do that as a rude awakening.
Yeah.
Right.
Because as sweet as you are, and as dulce, you know, because I know she speaks Spanish. Watch how it comes across.
Yeah.
Because it comes across a little standoffish, and who does this little girl think she is?
Yeah.
Not saying that she's rude or mean, but just watch how it is. Humble yourself. Know this is a great opportunity for you.
Exactly.
And just do what you do best. But remember also you are there to make lifelong friends.
Yeah.
So, Shaden, I think you're going home next week. And with that being said, guys, that's the end of our show. I know we talked a lot. You can follow me on Instagram at Yvette_Michelle714. We could talk all things So You Think You Can Dance, and you can see what I do in my everyday life. Twitter, Sports and Sass. We can talk everything sports and anything you can answer. So tweet me, Instagram me, follow me. Follow us on YouTube. Give us 5 stars. SoundCloud. Follow us everywhere. Where can we find you, Sherry?
You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Sherry Nadell. I'm so excited you guys were with us tonight, and I can't wait for next week to see if our predictions came true. So tune in next time. Same spot, same time.
And what about you, Candace? Where can we find you?
Candace Renee Rice on Facebook. _ Pimp Fried Rice on Instagram. I go by Pimp Fried Rice. And on, what is it, Twitter, Pimp Fried _Rice. But hit me up on Instagram and Facebook next week. I love you, Shaden. No, I love you, though.
And don't forget to go to fox.com/dance. Learn the dance. Send in your video. And go to National Dance Day on July 31st. That's it for us, guys. Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.